baseball galore today. Mets game 2, 408. Yankees game 1, ALCS tonight at the stadium. John and Susan have you covered all night long right here on The Fan, so we look forward to that. Another thing that's happening tonight, BT, the Jets, your Jets, and the Buffalo Bills out at MetLife Stadium. One guy who we know won't be in attendance, Hassan Reddick, although his new agents will be with the Drew Rosenhaus. Yep. He signed on with him now after his agents apparently left him. Who the hell knows what's going on with this nonsense? Here's what I know. It's already week 6. He's not participating. By the time they do, if they do come to a resolution here, when's he going to be on the field and actually having his presence felt? Not to mention that that's the last thing the Jets actually need at this point. He can't run the football. He can't, you know, run block. He's not even a good run defensive player. So I just think that the steam is, for me personally, it's already a lost cause for Hassan Reddick and the Jets.
I'm not there yet. Like, if they win tonight, I think it'd be energizing. I'd say, hey, listen, anytime you have a chance to get a good player, but even though he's a little bit specialized, you're right, not very good against the run, great against the pass, phenomenal against the pass, we all know that. If you could throw him in here, and like the Jets are 3-3, and the division's kind of a mess, the Bills have now, at that point, lost 3 straight games, and the Dolphins seem to be cooked, and the Pats are worse, well, that's different. From a monetary point of view, it's one of the dumbest plans I've ever seen. I mean, it's really even worse than what Le'Veon Bell tried to do. It's nonsensical. Now, he's going to get in here before Week 10 because he's got to make sure that he accrues. And you guys, most of you know this, but that he accrues this year. Otherwise, the Jets who retain his rights, they punt it. He just keeps getting banged out for millions upon millions upon millions without getting an extension. Now, with Rosenhaus meeting the Jets brass before the game, and their quotes, I forget the name of the agency, even though it's the Rosenhaus, yeah. Whatever it is, because there's somebody else involved along with Drew. They said, hey, our goal is to get him as a New York Jet. Like, that's clear messaging for a reason. That is to incentivize the Jets to maybe, all right, give us a little and we'll meet you a yard. You give us 2 inches, we'll meet you the rest of the way. It seems like there's been a thawing in the mind of Reddick. I think he's communicated this to Rosenhaus, because Rosenhaus clearly communicated to him. They're like, dude, what are you doing? This really is dumb. So it's going to go one of two ways. You're going to win or you're going to lose. If you keep this up, you're going to lose. If you change it, you can win more. Maybe not win 100%, but you're going to win enough. So let's end the charades and let's get in here. And it's not going to take much to get him ready to play, provided he's in decent shape. I mean, if he signs it, I'm just saying, if he signs a contract, let's say by Wednesday, do I think he plays against the Steelers? No. Guaranteed play the next game. I mean, and I don't even think it's implausible that he plays 7, 8, 9, 10 limited snaps against the Steelers. You know, all right, put your hand to the ground, go run, go get the quarterback. So if I think so much depends on if they win tonight, I think the Jets are more willing to bend a little bit. But there's still life to this thing.
What do you think happens here first? The Jets get Reddick? The Jets get Davante Adams?
Yep.
Or the Jets win 2 football games.
In a row?
No, just 2 football games.
Oh, geez. All right. Adams.
Because you're figuring Rahsaan this is going to take
wins
at least a couple. Like, we thought Adams was going to be traded.
Well, I think they're winning tonight. So let me start with that.
So that would be one.
They're going to win tonight. Right. Now, do I think that?
I don't, for the record. I'm just saying you think so. So they're going to win. That would get them one.
Uh-huh. Do I think that the Reddick situation would be resolved before the Steelers game? I think there's a chance.
Okay.
I do. For whatever reason, they're starting to show some signs in Las Vegas that they might not trade Adams.
Right.
Like, they're just a little, and I don't blame them, but reckless and just ridiculous in what they're asking for. And even though the Jets are desperate, I don't know that they'd crack. And if the Raiders don't kind of reposition what they want to and make a concession, then there might not be a deal to be had. Let me put it this way. I'm starting to think for the first time that there's a better chance that Reddick is a Jet than Adams.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's the first time I've thought that.
So then now we get to, will the Jets win their second game, assuming, you know, like in your theory, they're going to win tonight. Will they win a second game before they get Reddick?
They never win in Pittsburgh. I mean, so rare. Although last time they were there, they actually won. That was when Zach had a crazy comeback.
Beating the Patriots in New England, you'd expect. Yeah. But that's 3 weeks out now. So it's Reddick.
2 out of 3. I can't say that the Jets are prepared to win 2 straight primetime games. One against the Bills, who are good but not great. One against the Steelers, who are good but not great. Tough venue. I can't say that. As much as I want to, I can't.
Boy, the Jets are just the team that keeps on giving. They give us everything except wins.
Oh, that's the Jets for you. You're getting one tonight. Season back on.
BT and Sal on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Tom is in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Wow, what a great day for great time for New York sports. Sal, I thought of you last night watching Daniel Jones. I remember a couple of games ago you were emphatically you emphatically said, I can't watch this guy, I can't take this anymore. Well, I was actually pulling for Daniel Jones, you know, to make a leap last night. Sal, that throw that he made, the interception.
Oh God.
I'm sorry, that's beyond egregious. That's beyond hideous, beyond reprehensible. I mean, that's what a rookie does in that situation. I mean, it was critical. I'm just stating the obvious. Everybody knows this. It's critical that they get at least 3 points or a touchdown in that situation. How could he not take the hit or just throw the ball out of bounds?
Did you see and Tom, the sad part is that, like, we've seen this for 6 years in a row. This is what Daniel Jones does. So, but did you hear Dable?
We haven't seen that too much.
Did you hear say it again?
We haven't seen that too much.
We've seen that. Since Dable's here, Jones has cleaned it up a little bit, but we've seen that, unfortunately, too many times, especially for a quarterback in year six, to Tom's point. Did you see, Tom, how Dable explained that play after the game?
No, what on earth did he say?
He basically said that we had, and thank you for the call, Tom, appreciate you checking in. We had this set up, that set up, and this set up, and if you need to take the sack there, that's fine, or whatever, throw it away. And he, at the end of all those different things that he went through, which basically tells you that he told his quarterback all these different things, he then at the end of it said, but that's on me. But
yeah,
it was clearly on Jones. You can't throw the, you can't force the issue there like that and just throw it up for grabs as you're getting hit. What are you doing? It's the same thing. Oh, I can't even get nuts about it anymore. What'd you expect? What do you expect from Daniel Jones at this point? By the way, that's the least of the issues. Like, that's an issue. The fact that he can't throw a deep ball with any kind of accuracy is another one. The fact that he can't properly read where the right play is for the big play down the field. Like, it's so many different layers to it. It's just not even worth discussing. Bottom line is, the Giants would be a legitimate, dangerous football team if they had a quarterback.
He's just terrible throwing the ball down the field. It just doesn't work. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's getting tough to expend energy on it. Like, he's got some qualities that are good, but he's been here a while, and we know the answer, Sal.
Yeah, not good enough. Blake is in Staten Island. What's up, Blake?
Sal, I couldn't agree more with the last thing you just said. If the Giants had a good quarterback, they'd be a dangerous team.
I mean, the defense is legit. We there, Blake, or what?
I don't know. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, bud. I want to ask a few questions and see what you guys have to say. If you ran this franchise, would you guys seriously consider, like, maybe call in the Dolphins and seeing if they would take Daniel Jones?
Sure.
I don't know what I would do at this point. They lose. They should be 5-1. They should be fine. They should have beat Dallas. They could have beat Washington. They should have won last night. These are games that if you have a good quarterback, you win these games. It's pathetic. I don't want to get nuts about it, like you said, but it's pathetic. And I would love to know, if you guys ran the organization, what would you do? What would be your game plan?
I'm open for business. That's what I would do. I'm open for business. You want Daniel Jones? What do you want to give me? It's not going to be a ton, but I'd be okay with that.
Here's why it's a hard question for me to answer when they say, okay, when he says, what would you do if you ran the team? I wouldn't have put myself in this spot to begin with, because I felt the same way about Daniel Jones 4 years ago as I do today. That was a big mistake. Now, is there a clear-cut option that's better than Daniel Jones, which is why we had this conversation going into 2022, after 2022, when he finally had some success?
Mm-hmm.
He just ain't it. You're like, can they win some games with him? Yes, they can win some games with him. Ultimately, though, they continue to lose these close games, and you know that even if they do win games with him, BT, there's a ceiling on what Daniel Jones can accomplish. Drew Lock is not the answer. I don't want Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins or somebody like that.
We'll get our boy Tommy back, a little cutlet action.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's been banged up, I guess, right? Or he's not playing, whatever. I can't even get into that, although at least it was an entertainment factor with Tommy DeVito last year. The Giants need a new quarterback. They need a franchise quarterback. Whether it turns out to be the guy or not, we need to see. But we know this one isn't it.
He's not. You know, I don't know. And I answer that, yeah, I would trade him, of course, if somebody calls me. I'm not saying I'm actively, you know, calling everybody. But I might let it be known to a few people that I trust, maybe that I worked with in prior spots, that I know it's not going to get out there. Hey, any interest in Jones? And if there's any interest, have the conversation. And, you know, Jones is a big boy. He's a pro. So if it gets back to him at some point, he's going to compartmentalize it properly and not take it personally. Giants paid him a lot of money. Hasn't done a ton with the money that they've given him. Listen, he doesn't elevate. That's all there is to it. I mean, there's certainly quarterbacks who are worse than him. Will Levis, a lot of sloppy quarterbacks around the NFL. And that was a sloppy, unacceptable, egregious throw that got picked off last night. Awful. Can't happen to a rookie in week two.
Right.
Let alone somebody who's, you know, been around more than half a decade at this point. But while he's much better than that, I don't think that that's emblematic of his play. He's not an elevator. I mean, he's played 15 times on national TV. He's won once.
Yeah, I don't even usually once. I don't generally get caught up in that, but there's got to be something more to it.
There's something there. Now, a lot of the times, the Giants were a mess. Yeah. The Giants were big dogs, and the Giants got run out by multiple scores. Yeah, one time, Evan Engram dropped the ball. I think that was the Philly game. He would have won that game. I'm not saying that Daniel Jones has been awful. As long as there's no cap accelerator, and I don't pretend to know the answer. As long as there's no cap accelerator, if I do deal him, like, how punitive will it be on me if I trade him? I don't pretend to know the workings of the cap from that perspective, but they do.
Right.
If it's not punitive, then somebody wants him, I'll trade him.
And it sounds great, like, whatever. In theory, hey, look to trade him. Yeah, sure, okay, well, who would want him? Seriously, who would want him?
The Dolphins might.
Well, Tua should be coming back, at least they say, in a few weeks, potentially. All right, let's just say Tua's out for the year.
Okay.
Maybe the Dolphins do, who, by the way, somehow are still 2-3. It feels like the Dolphins are 0-8.
Yeah.
But they're somehow still 2-3 with, I guess, a chance here. All right, outside
anybody
of,
else?
Outside of Matt, I really don't think there is as I look through it here.
Look at the standings.
Cleveland's in no place to be trading for a quarterback. They're a mess. Pittsburgh's
an injury away from maybe being interested, but
they got Russell
not.
Wilson and Justin Fields. You're going to take another guy like that?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, I'll give you a maybe there.
Go ahead.
Indianapolis, Tennessee.
No, Flacco's playing great. You got Richardson. Flacco's looking great.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, they are in a state of disrepair. But no, not with the
if anything, they should
pick.
Be looking to trade Trevor Lawrence, but not taking Daniel Jones back in the process.
Anybody in the
Raiders?
West? Chargers, no. Broncos,
no. They got
no.
Bo Nix. Raiders?
Raiders, maybe. But the Raiders aren't going anywhere, so it's hard to justify that trade. But yeah, they're not going anywhere, so probably not. Who else?
Nobody in the NFC East.
Not in the, and you
nobody
trade in the
North.
East. Yeah. Nobody in the North right now. The South.
New Orleans with Carr being banged
up. How much longer is Derek Carr out?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I put a loose maybe on that.
Carolina, no. They're not going to trade for Daniel Jones.
No. Rams, Cardinals, no, no. Seattle,
I mean, you're
no,
talking about
maybe two teams. It's a small
maybe.
Market. Maybe. Maybe two.
All right. When we come back, we'll have the Mets lineup for game two. Just in time. Before
all
we say goodbye.
Let's Speak go,
Dean
Sal
on the fan, and we'll finish up with your calls. Jets, Giants, Mets, and Yankees, of course, who get their American League Championship Series started tonight in the Bronx. 888-808-1019.
God, I can't wait to see Judge annihilate one like 447 feet and shut up all the haters first at bat tonight. At least first game tonight. Shut you all up.